It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Weekly unemployment claims in Colorado are up for the seventh week in a row. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The state's Labor Department says nearly 225,000 people continued their unemployment claims for the week ending on November 28th. State economist Ryan Gedney says he expects to see that number rise.
That's the highest total in nearly 3 months. Total weekly benefit payments exceeded 100 million for the week ending December 5th.
Gedney says people who work in food and accommodation make up almost half of the state's initial unemployment claims. That tracks when new COVID-19 restrictions went into effect in many counties, forcing restaurants to close indoor dining. By the end of this month, several programs that support people who lost their jobs because of COVID-19 will end, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without aid. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State officials had warned that Thanksgiving could lead to further spread of coronavirus, but the latest numbers show COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations declining in recent days. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy said it could be because the effects of holiday get-togethers haven't shown up yet, but she says there's a more likely reason.
The other possibility is that all of those things that were implemented leading up to Thanksgiving and during Thanksgiving are having an impact here.
Government restrictions, physical distancing, and mask wearing have been effective. Denver museums are reopening as the city eases some COVID-19 restrictions. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Museums that had been closed by the red level public health order are now reopening thanks to amended guidance in Denver. Museums like History Colorado, the Kirkland Museum, and Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver can once again welcome guests inside. There are still some restrictions. Capped attendance, time tickets, and social distancing measures are still in effect, so check the museum's website before visiting. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The fire ban in Rocky Mountain National Park was lifted yesterday after 4 months and an extreme wildfire season. Building a campfire outside of designated fire rings is still not allowed in the park. About 30,000 acres of the park was burned by two of Colorado's largest ever wildfires. U.S. Highway 34 from Grand Lake to the Colorado River Trailhead was also reopened. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.